Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 25 through 28. "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "Who is this? A new teaching and with authority. He even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. He has the power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's an old cartoon that many who were born in the 1970s and 80s loved. The cartoon was called He-Man. The famous part of every cartoon that so many remember is when He-Man would say the words, "I have the power," and lightning would strike as He-Man changed into a super strong hero to fight bad guys like Skeletor. Okay, fine. So 1980s cartoons were a little weird. Don't laugh at your parents too much. But every TV hero is kind of the same, whether you are He-Man, Black Panther, Thor, Iron Man, or Wonder Woman. All heroes claim to have power. Then they show off that power as they defeat enemies that threaten the world. People were always shocked by the things that Jesus said. He claimed that he was special and had power. He even claimed to be the Son of God and promised Savior. The story for our devotion today actually took place when Jesus was at worship in the synagogue with other Jews one day. The people were shocked at the authority and power of his teaching and what he said. Then suddenly, a man possessed by a demon spoke against Jesus and what he was doing. That's when Jesus spoke the words we just heard, "Be quiet, come out of him." Just like that, the evil spirit left the man. The people were amazed at what they saw and heard, and news spread quickly about Jesus. Every miracle Jesus did was very special. Each time that Jesus did something like turning water into wine, healing people, or casting out demons, Jesus showed that he had power. Jesus didn't just say he had power as the Son of God, he proved it. No place is this more clear than at his empty tomb on Easter morning. Jesus didn't just say he was the Savior. Jesus didn't just say he would die and pay for sin. Jesus didn't just say it is finished on the cross. Jesus proved all this by rising from the dead. He did finish his work of saving us. He did pay for our sins. He is our Savior. Enjoy this little story today as you get to see just a little bit of Jesus' power. But like a commercial for a superhero movie, this story is just a preview. Get ready. The real celebration on Easter is just about 2 months away. What a joy to know that Jesus has the power and proves it. We thank Jesus in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for telling us about your power with your words and then proving it with your actions. Help us always to trust in what you say and do. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.